You're listening to Irish Radio, Canada's Home and Abroad, and while we've been covering some of the Christmas gigs that are coming up, a gig that's coming up very, very soon, and that is this coming week within the area, is Mick McCauley. And Mick has a big musical portfolio under his belt. He has performed with John Doyle, he's been with Solus, he's been with numerous others. Mick, Tá Faltaireacht.
Agramagadastan.
So great to have you, great to have you in Canada. I know you've been on the road, and now you've gone from southern Ontario. You're coming to eastern Ontario and a bit of Quebec.
I was just slipping into Quebec for one evening. Yes,
right. How long are you on the road, Mick?
I'm on the road, I'd say, since the mid-90s, Austin. Right. So I suppose we're up around the 30 years now. I shudder to say.
Right. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, it flies one way or another.
And you've had a lot of fun, I know, because you've performed globally, and you do a lot. You're well known in the US, and you are well known around the world. I mentioned the name McCauley, and people know who I'm talking about. And
I suppose, Austin, if they follow Irish music, there's a chance they would have heard of me for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you grow up immersed in it? Because I know where you are is that neck of the woods, there's great tradition. And going a little bit south into Waterford, there's great tradition.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I was lucky enough, Austin, to grow up in a very musical family. And I am second youngest in the family. So by the time I can remember, as long as I can remember, we were being thrown into the car and driven the length and breadth of Ireland. All of us piled into the car at that point. There was no seat belts or child seats or anything in them days. You were just flung in the back of the car, and you could be up in Mullingar. You could be up the west to do charity concerts. Of course, all the flas were going on. You'd be up there. You'd never miss a Leinster or an All-Ireland fla. And sometimes the Munster as well, we'd be down there. Various sort of competitions and going to lessons and all that. My poor mother and father were all around Ireland between us all playing music. So it was a lovely way to grow up. So I was steeped in it for sure. And as I get a little bit older, I sort of cherish that more and more and realise how lucky I was, to be honest.
Did the family or did you ever have any doubts about music as a career?
Because I had been doing gigs since an early age, I always knew that I was going to be doing gigs, but it took me a minute to realize that there may be a choice on the horizon at one point. And I do remember I was 17 or 18, I finished school, and I was like, okay, now what? And as it happened, I remember I came off my push bike when I was about around that time, 17, and I missed my leaving cert. And I broke both my arms and whatever, so I couldn't do the leaving cert. And so I remember as soon as I got the casts off the arms anyway, I went with two friends of mine who were a little older than me, and I was 17, landing in New York City. Back in 1989 was the first time I came to the States. And sure, I had a great time that summer. We were doing gigs out in the Bronx and in Woodside and Queens and everything. And I remember saying to my dad, that ringing him, of course, on a payphone and saying, you know what, I don't think I'm going to come back. And my dad is an academic and a teacher. So that was very important to him for us all to get the head down for our studies. And so the fact that I wasn't coming home to do my leaving cert didn't go down very well at all. And so by the time November rolled around, I sort of realized that I should go back and do it. And so that brought me, I did an okay leaving cert, but I ended up then doing aeronautical engineering in Heathrow Airport. Right. The British Airways put me to college, and then I would work apprenticeship and all my other days off and whatnot. So that took about 4 or 5 years where I wasn't playing music, but I was still dabbling away, just like an addiction. Like I was still dabbling away during those years, and I couldn't leave it there altogether. And by the end of the 5 years that I was working, and by the time I was qualified, I was back out doing gigs. I was traveling an awful lot, trying to fit everything in. And to be honest, I ended up, I was making more money playing music than I was doing aircraft engineering. So I packed it in. And I think the British Airways manager I had at the time thought that he was like, he sort of recommended me for psychiatric help, really, because he was like, you must be mad. You must be. What are you going to do? I'm going to play music. Well, where? Well, I don't really know yet, but it'll be fine. Well, we have people you can talk to.
So tell me, because this will be very important. Do you have a fear of flying?
I do not have a fear. And in fact, I have a great love of flying and all things aircraft. I actually wanted to be a pilot, Austin. Right. A commercial airline pilot, and at that time my eyesight prevented me from doing that. Nowadays it doesn't matter, but in those days it prevented me from doing it. So I was like, well, at least if I do engineering and aircraft maintenance, and at least I'll be around the planes, I'll be working on them, I'll get to see them, I'll get to fly on them. So it was a passion, and still is sort of a passion of mine. I love it.
No, I said that as if someone who's been an engineer around planes is afraid of flying, it's a good reason not to get on one.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have no fear whatsoever. I think one flight ever in my life, I think we were landing down in Michigan in a very windy storm, and I was like, okay, we probably shouldn't be in the air right now. And we were the last aircraft to land that night. They shut down the airport. So yeah. I was a little nervous that day, but apart from that, I'm good to go.
Back to music.
Yes.
So as I said, you're up in this neck of the woods. Well, you don't get here until Wednesday, but Tuesday you're in Haliburton County.
That's right.
Wednesday is Wakefield.
Yep.
Thursday is Kingston. And Friday you're in Vesey, Ontario. And on Saturday you're in Pickering.
That's the last one, yeah.
And then you get to go home for Christmas.
Well, I get to go on to London, England before I get to go home for Christmas. I have to do a couple of weeks rehearsal over there for another project that I'm starting in early 2026. So I think I'll be home for Christmas by maybe the 22nd of December. Cut it tight. Yeah.
I was listening to you for Beautiful Voice and your multi-instrumentalist, and I thought I'd share as I roved out.
Right, lovely.
Yeah. Your voice is so rich on that, and it's a beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I enjoyed doing that song at the time. Yeah, it's a great song, sure.
It is.
I first listened to Andy Irvine doing it, really.
Yes.
That was the earliest version that I fell in love with. So, but hopefully we did our own take on it, I hope.
Yeah.
And people seem to like that song. So thank you. Yeah.
You are listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home Abroad, and we've been chatting with Mick McAuley.